Alan Kenneth McLean, a local farmer turned politician known for his approachability and work ethic, died recently. He was 87. Born on his family farm in 1937, McLean passed away at Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital on November 20. After beginning his working life as a dairy farmer, McLean was elected as a municipal councillor in Oro and served as warden of Simcoe County in 1980. From there, McLean went on to serve the Simcoe East region as MPP with the Progressive Conservative Party for nearly 20 years, including a one-year stint as the 34th Speaker of the House for the Legislative Assembly of Ontario from 1995 to 1996. Outside of politics, he loved to bike, play shuffleboard, swimming, hot tub, and socialize. He enjoyed winters in Florida for many years. Local politicians remember McLean for his hard-working attitude, open-door policy, and always getting back to constituents who had questions or concerns. I was intrigued by the way he handled politics. He was very, very liked by the community, said longtime Aurelia City Councillor Ralph Cipolla, who once ran against McLean in a provincial election. He was at our level, both in the way he spoke, and he didn't use language that you didn't understand. He didn't make you feel that he was above you. He was always at your level, recalled Cipolla. McLean's eventual successor, Garfield Dunlop, recalled how McLean worked extremely hard on behalf of whoever he was representing, always making sure to get back to people who asked him questions, whether the answers pleased his constituents or not. You could count on Al getting back to you with some kind of an answer, Dunlop said. It wasn't always the answer you wanted to hear, but he was incredibly good at that. As they came up in their own political careers, both Cipolla and Dunlop credit McLean with being a dependable friend and advisor. Al was always there when I needed him, and he always answered the phone, Cipolla recalled. He always met with me when I needed to. He was very kind, and he always gave me advice on what was best for the community, because he had some political experience, more than I did, at the time. When McLean opted to retire from provincial politics in 1999, Dunlop said he inspired him to run as his successor, which he did, representing Simcoe North from 1999 to 2015. After 20 years in municipal politics, Dunlop was ready to retire himself, when McLean gave him a call. I'll never forget it, because at Christmas time, on the Christmas Eve, he called me, and he said, "Could you drop into the office?" Dunlop recalled. He says, "Garfield, I might not be staying much longer," and he says, "I think maybe you'd be a good guy to replace me, and I think I could give you some advice." From there, with McLean's encouragement, Dunlop went on to win the 1999 election. That same spring, that was the spring of 99, I became a candidate and then I won, Dunlop said. Al was very supportive of me through my whole political career, and of course, I was supportive of him because he worked hard and he was a good example for anybody. As a friend and advisor to Cipolla and Dunlop over the years, both local politicians have fond memories of McLean and the impact he had on the community and their own political careers. I think as a farmer and as a politician, he was a hard guy to beat, Dunlop said. He was a really good example for his neighbors and for friends, and for people at Queen's Park. Al did his job. He did it right. Cipolla agreed. Alan had a natural ability to listen and understand different perspectives, Cipolla said. He was always willing to go the extra mile to address challenges and advocate for meaningful change to our community. McLean's attitude is something Dunlop said he has carried through his career, and worked to impress upon his daughter, Jill Dunlop, the current Simcoe North MPP and Ontario Minister of Education. He was a good example for me, and I remembered that perfectly, and I tried to do the same thing, Dunlop said. I tried to pass on the same things to Jill. It's not an easy job, but if you try your best, people appreciate it. Jill Dunlop also paid respects to McLean in a social media post this week. I was saddened to hear about the passing of former Simcoe North MPP and Speaker of the House, Alan McLean, she wrote. For nearly 20 years, he dedicated himself to representing the people of Simcoe North, formerly Simcoe East, long before my father and I had the privilege of serving. Allen's genuine care for his constituents and passion for public service were evident in everything he did. While he is remembered fondly in the community, McLean was accused of sexual harassment by an assistant to the Speaker in August 1996, and he ultimately announced his resignation as Speaker a month later. A funeral service for McLean was slated for today, November 28.